This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for FeedWorks USA. Today, we're with Dr. Mark Thomas at the Vermont Dairy Producers.
Well, thank you, John. Yeah, it's great to be here at the meeting in Vermont. A little bit of cold weather. I'm originally from northern New York, but for the last 4 years have been living in Torreon, Mexico, in northern Mexico. We're working with dairy clients there. You know, as I became interested in other aspects of dairy production medicine, from nutrition, milking systems, obviously records, data analysis, it was really a bit of a natural evolution to come together with some colleagues in 2012 and start our company, Dairy Health and Management Services. For me, I think for everyone out there, right, is every day it's something new. And the research we do today, and I think that's what's most exciting, to learn new things every day. I just had a call about a feed supplement we tested and, you know, didn't think it would work. It's kind of one of those foo-foo dust things that you don't think about. And then we got some really interesting results in terms of better milk production and better fertility. So I guess every day, keep an open mind. You don't know what's around the corner. I had the opportunity to visit with George Palmer, a good friend and veterinary colleague, yesterday. And I said, George, how many things have we done in our career that we now know we shouldn't have done and we don't do, right? You know, things change and we just need to be open to those things.
Tell us a little bit about your consulting business, because it's pretty unique.
Well, really, the basis of our philosophy is using data. We see lots of things in a given day. We see things that we think work, or maybe we're really sure work on a dairy. You know, dairy does this and they have really good fertility, really good milk production, healthy calves. And is it a result of a product they use, a management strategy, or the people, or a combination? So what we try to do is dissect that and say, okay, we think this might be a strategy that works. Could be management strategy, could be a product. And we actually do trials, or randomized controlled trials on dairies. It is a commercial dairy, so they have all the challenges of weather and employees and things, but we need to control for the scientific process, the trial getting done correctly, and then we evaluate the results. Beyond that, it's not just the results of the biology, but the economics. And that's super important, right? So something may work really well, but is it economical to feed it, to inject it, to use it?
You shared some very interesting facts about the Mexican milk market.
You know, plenty of cheese and ice cream and other great dairy products, but really no payment on components at this point, minimal. So really it's volume and managing rations and production that's really different compared to the U.S., for example, of trying to optimize components. In many cases, maximize, where in the market, another pound of fat or kilo of fat is going to mean less volume. So for the dairy producer, let's not give that away.
So what is the range of fat that's acceptable in that market?
Really, the 10-day average and then the monthly average needs to be above a 3.3. So really low, right, compared to our standards in the U.S. Look at some of the components now that we're getting from Holsteins, you know, how the cow has changed. Some of our feeding strategies also, but really the cow. So in this case, it's not trying to give away fat, but make sure we're not below that deduct. So managing a really tight margin on components.
And for Mark Thomas, what does it mean to be in Mexico?
It was during the pandemic 2020, you know, came back to the U.S. on a regular visit and couldn't travel for the number of months there, but was on one of the first flights back out of Syracuse and into Torreon, and really growing business there with lots of opportunities. I'm back in the U.S. lots, still working really closely with New York and our other U.S. dairy producers, but lots of opportunity, progressive dairies, and, you know, in terms of managing that business, just like any of our dairy producers, you know, it's difficult to manage a business day to day if you're not there. So really trying to have a presence there and work with our team. Currently, we have a team of 12 there in Mexico.
Lastly, you're going to be speaking here. Give us a little bit of a teaser.
When I was asked to speak, it was a topic of where to find the next 5 pounds of milk. And I put a little twist on that. As many of you listening, you know, your goal isn't to make more milk, or you can't make more milk, perhaps because of quotas, depending on where you are. So how do we make milk most efficiently? And what are the things that really matter? Sometimes I see producers and on ourselves, we get, as consultants, veterinarians, nutritionists, we get focused on one area, and maybe economically that doesn't have as large an impact on the bottom line as we might think. So really, labor feed is where it's at, but, you know, it's still important to make milk, make volume per cow, and excellent heifer growth and management.
Where does somebody find you if they want to find you on the web, your consulting business or you personally?
Dairyhealth.co. or mthomas at dairyhealth.co as an email, Dairy Health and Management Services.
Dr. Mark Thomas, it's our pleasure to have you with us today. Thank you very much.
Thank you, John, and it's been a pleasure likewise.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for FeedWorks USA.